day three of the latest restrictions on our lives to try and control the spread of coronavirus, including the order to categories of people considered at greater risk and everyone over the age of 70 to cocoon or be shielded. That means staying at home in all circumstances and staying away from other people at home. For more on this, let's talk to Mike O'Connor. He's a consultant geriatrician and a medical clinical director at Cork University Hospital. Mike O'Connor, good morning. Thanks for speaking to us today.
Good morning, Gavin.
This is a lot to ask of particularly healthy people over the age of 70, not to go out at all except to their own garden if they have one. Why?
I suppose the measures have been guided by public health. These are well-recognised measures, and the absolute intention of this is to protect the most precious people in our state, particularly those over 70, the most senior citizens of the state. In addition to that, the guidance has been extended to not just over 70s, but also people who are at high medical risk, for example, people who have had organ transplants. That would include lung, heart, kidney, and liver. And in addition to that, people who are on specific treatments for chemotherapy, in addition to that, people who are receiving radiotherapy, people with cancers of the blood, and in addition to that, people with severe respiratory conditions. So the purpose of it is to absolutely not protect the rest of us, but to protect the citizens that it refers to.
So for all people over the age of 70, whether they're ill or not, the exceptions, for example, like going out to buy food, to buy medicines, to walk for 2 kilometres, they don't apply to them.
No, they don't. And they don't. These measures, in fact, we're all suffering a little bit from the measures, from the point of view, the good measures, and we're all feeling a little bit isolated, but these are good measures, or at least measures that are very clear. So the measures include avoid contact with anyone with COVID, which is clearly, do not leave the house, do not attend gatherings, do not go shopping, and obviously keep in contact with family and friends. So they do sound draconian, but the purpose of them is to absolutely protect our senior citizens. The practicality of that on a day-to-day basis is hard for people, really, but from the point of view of those who are living at home, and some people, we know from statistics, about a third of those who are over 65 are living alone, about 60% of those who are over 80 are living alone. So there is a psychological burden to this, but it is important that obviously everybody knows that this is not going to be forever, as your ad said in between, actually. This will end. Normal life will be restored.
For those who aren't living alone, Mike, for those who are sharing the house with other people, whether over the age of 70 or not, what are they being asked to do inside their own home?
Well, again, the guidance is very clear, and it's on the website. It's a very, very clear document in very, very clear language. You know, if you're in a room, obviously, with other people, be in a well-ventilated room, stay 1 metre at least, up to 2 metres if you can. Clean your hands regularly. If you're sharing a house, obviously, with people, then obviously, from the point of view of toilet, use a separate toilet. But that may not be possible. There may be just one toilet or bathroom in a house. And the guidance says timetable when people can go to the toilet. Make sure it's cleaned. In addition to that, take your meals to your room, which sounds very harsh and very isolating. But in addition to that, clean all surfaces regularly from the point of view of using household sort of cleaning agents to clean all surfaces.
That does sound very draconian, particularly when people are often caring for each other at home.
Yeah, no, there is a specific guidance around caring. I mean, some patients, some elderly patients, the majority of people over 65 live a full and active life, but some patients, as you go up through the age group, are more dependent and might need help with personal care. That's washing, cleaning, in addition to that, dressing. In that circumstance, then that has to happen. The benefit of actually having those done on a regular basis outweighs the benefit of the social distancing that might happen at home. So those things will have to happen anyway. And I suppose the other thing, maybe, Gavin, just to mention is one of the issues are, you know, the whole healthcare seems to be overtaken by COVID, but elderly people have other medical conditions.
Yes.
And those need to be monitored on a regular basis. They may have queries about, you know, their arthritis. They might have queries if they have coronary disease. They might have queries about whether they're getting more chest pain. Stay in contact with your usual healthcare provider, and that's in fairness has been provided by their GPs. The GPs are doing a fantastic job with telephone contacts, and in addition to that, have looked at innovative ways of making sure that the patients are looked after for non-COVID type conditions that the healthcare has been looking after for many years.
Mike O'Connor, thanks for taking our call. That's Mike O'Connor. He's a consultant geriatrician at Cork University Hospital.